Good evening. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett on the board. Some major snow heading our way, and it's apparently going to start accumulating in about an hour. I'll have a National Weather Service meteorologist on the program to tell me what we're in for. And also a new drug used for type 2 diabetes apparently has an effect on cancer risk, showing that it can actually reduce the size of some tumors. MSU researchers studying that will find out what the drug is and how effective it might really be. But first, an email from Jack McHugh, the senior legislative analyst at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, sent to Republican State Representative Tom McMillan, the head of the House Education Committee, calling for the end of the MEA. The email was published by the Grand Rapids Press this week to get the reaction of the teachers' union and some responses to the assertions made by Jack on the show last night. I'm joined by Doug Pratt, the director of communications for the Michigan Education Association. Doug, thank you very much for joining me.
Anytime.
Now, Jack said that he'd published articles clearly outlining his opposition to the MEA and to government collective bargaining, which he says should be outlawed. Would it be fair to say that you weren't particularly surprised by the email?
No, I don't think I would say that we were surprised. I mean, we've been saying that the Mackinac Center is wholly anti-union, anti-public education, and anti-the MEA in particular for many years. But it's one thing for us to be saying it. It's another thing for them to put it in black and white. Saying, especially for a quote-unquote free market think tank that's supposed to be about the free market, advocating for the end of a private entity that's been around for 160 years, that's pretty startling. And to say such a thing to the person who's now the chair of the House Education Committee, that's going to raise some question marks. It's just raise some question marks for the Mackinac Center's funders. It should probably raise some question marks for the IRS, because the Mackinac Center apparently, on their filings with the IRS, has said that they don't lobby. Well, having read that email, if that's not lobbying, I don't know what is.
Representative McMillan says that the email from Mr. McHugh does not represent his own viewpoint. Do you feel that Republican lawmakers are not on the same page as the Mackinac Center, or do many of them agree with the sentiments expressed in that email?
You know, I think what's the more important question is, are lawmakers on the same page as their constituents? I think we saw in Southern Genesee County with the Paul Scott recall that they very clearly aren't. The Mackinac Center for a long time has tried to pretend that it's some free market think tank hanging around out there throwing out good ideas. And the fact is that that's just not who they are. They come from a very, very conservative, right-wing point of view, and they're being paid by foundations, by corporations, by individuals to push pseudoscience research and try to pass it off as policy solutions. It's wrong, and the media and lawmakers should know who it is that they're dealing with. They should have to, report where their funding comes from, and they certainly shouldn't be getting to, take money tax-free when they're not telling the government and the IRS exactly what they're doing with that money.
I'm talking to Doug Pratt, the Director of Communications for the Michigan Education Association. Now, Doug, I want to get some responses from you to assertions made by Jack McHugh from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy on the show last night. He said that for the Mackinac Center, the salaries of teachers are really not the issue. It's more the benefits, and that teachers in Michigan are now getting far more generous benefits than those that are provided in the private sector, particularly the school pensions, which he says costs school districts 25% of their payroll costs. Is this accurate? And what about the idea that the benefits are much better than those found in the private sector right now?
See, this is a great example of the pseudoscience research that they try to pull the wool over the eyes of policymakers all the time with. When you actually compare apples to apples, and you take a look at total compensation for public employees versus private sector employees, public sector employees aren't doing any better. Are the benefits slightly better? Yes. Is the salary slightly worse? Yes. But coming out in the wash, let's jump in the Wayback Machine a few months here, and Governor Snyder got into a lot of hot water by pushing this kind of stuff, because even he admitted that, you know, it was an apples to oranges comparison that they were pushing out there when people were saying that public sector workers are getting paid, are getting overpaid, and that they're benefits are too good. When you actually control for variables, when you actually do real research, that's just not the case. But the Mackinac Center is not interested in doing real research. They're interested in pushing their partisan agenda, which includes, clearly, elimination of unions, and they hold a special place in their heart for the MEA.
Another assertion was that the MEA extracts $66 million a year from teachers through union dues, a lot of that money used for lobbying. Is that figure accurate, and how is that money typically used then?
You know, money is used from dues to lobby, and we tell the federal government exactly how we're using that money. We are required to file reports, by the way, that the Mackinac Center doesn't have to file. You know, we're up front with the fact that we lobby. It's one of the things that our members expect from us, is to, you know, go to the Capitol and advocate on their behalf with lawmakers. But we tell people what we're doing. Mackinac Center flatly lied to the IRS on their filings. I mean, they checked a box that says, no, we don't engage in lobbying activities. Well, I think the proof is in that email. They very clearly are involved in lobbying lawmakers and pushing a very partisan, anti-middle-class agenda.
The legislation to eliminate automatic dues deductions from paychecks of teachers, how do you feel about that, and how will that affect the MEA? How will it go about collecting dues if that does happen?
You know, it's just another attack on the middle class. It's an annoyance for middle class families. Instead of being able to make a decision about what they do with their money that's in their paycheck, they're going to get micromanaged because of political reasons. You know, the people who are pushing that law are angry about the fact that the MEA is standing up and calling out lawmakers on a $1 billion cut to public education that they did earlier this year so that they could pay for a huge tax break for corporate special interests, the same corporate special interests that helped finance the Mackinac Center, another group that's pushing this. It's all connected. And I think if nothing else comes out of all this, people need to take a step back and say, all right, who's pushing this stuff? Who's controlling the money? Who's pushing the Mackinac Center's buttons? And whose buttons are the Mackinac Center pushing? You know, when it comes right down to it, what people do with the money that's in their paycheck should be up to them. And for a group that considers themselves champions of the free market to think otherwise just goes back to the point that these guys are not who they say they are.
Another argument is that dues should be voluntary rather than mandatory.
And they are. That's the biggest fallacy that the Mackinac Center likes to push. No one in this state is required to be a member of the MEA. No one. What they are required to do is, if they benefit from services under a contract that's been negotiated, they have to pay their fair share of the cost for negotiating and maintaining that contract. That's it. They don't pay for my time as a lobbyist. They don't pay for the work that I do in terms of PR. They don't pay for anything that isn't directly related to negotiation of those contracts. When they pull out things like the so-called right-to-work law or the right-to-teach, or in the case of what's been introduced in the legislature, a right-to-teach law that only applies to the MEA, you know, what they're saying is, what that really does is it allows for people to freeload and not pay their fair share of the costs of what they're benefiting from. That's all it does. But union membership has been, is now, and always will be voluntary. Paying your fair share from something that you benefit from, that's just common sense and what's right.
One last thing. Some lawmakers say they strongly support teachers, but they don't support the MEA. How would you respond to that general position when it comes to looking at teachers as separate from the MEA?
Well, I think they need to talk to some more teachers and school employees. You know, the MEA, we're proud to represent 155,000 public school employees across the state. They are the MEA. They come. We have thousands of members who participate and who come together in democratically elected meetings to set policy, to set the course for this organization. And that's who we report to. You can't differentiate. You can't say that, you know, that, gosh, I love those teachers, but their union, you know, that's the problem. They are the union. And they're one and the same thing. And for lawmakers and for groups like the Mackinac Center to continue pushing these fallacies out there, again, it just calls into question, what are their real motives? And it's certainly not what's in the best interest of kids, the best interest of the working class, the middle class of this state. It's in the best interest of their corporate backers.
Doug Pratt, the Director of Communications for the Michigan Education Association. Doug, thank you very much for joining me.
Anytime.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.